Politico reports very nice things about Trump after subscription fiasco. By Wendell Hasebo on February 6, 2025. Politico appeared to pander to President Donald Trump on Thursday after the White House announced it would cut ongoing federal subscriptions to its outlet. After years of negative stories, Politico Playbook remarked at the top of the newsletter on the president's high energy level and contrasted it with former President Joe Biden's. Playbook also complimented Trump on his preparedness for assuming office, reporting that contrasts its previous coverage of him. He was ready. Has any incoming administration been better prepared for power? Never mind the first 100 days, Trump's team had a battle plan for the first 100 hours, and they executed it with stunning efficacy. From the barrage of executive orders to DOGE's all-out war on government, it has all been way bigger than anyone foresaw. Rudderless and bewildered, Democrats had no idea how to respond. This guy has energy. Trump might be the oldest president ever to swear the oath, but he is not slowing down. The pace of executive action has been off the charts. And Trump has made public appearances and taken media questions almost every single day. Each EO signing turns into a Press2 conference. Every trip on Air Force One an impromptu gaggle with hacks. Trump has dominated every moment of the news agenda. Joe Biden, he is not. The change in tone did not escape the notice of some in the media. Politico's Playbook had some very nice things to say about President Trump this morning. The Daily Caller posted on X. Interesting timing, eh? A reporter remarked. Playbook's morning newsletter on Wednesday comes one day after White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed reports that millions in federal funding went to Politico and announced taxpayer dollars would no longer essentially subsidize subscriptions to the outlet. I can confirm that the more than $8 million in taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayers' dime will no longer be happening, she said. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now. DOGE said Wednesday that many of those subscriptions have been terminated. Trump did not appear impacted by Playbook's very nice language. In an early Thursday morning post, he targeted Politico and said federal money should not be spent on fake news media. Looks like billions of dollars have been stolen at you said. And other agencies, much of it going to the fake news media as a payoff for creating good stories about the Democrats, he said. The left-wing rag, known as Politico, seems to have received $8 million. Did the New York Times receive money? Who else did? This could be the biggest scandal of them all, perhaps the biggest in history. The Democrats can't hide from this one. Too big, too dirty. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.